This is Where We Meet, sharing conversations from New Mexico and beyond. I'm Sawyer Sides, and this show is produced by Taos Center for the Arts. TCA would like to recognize that it operates on the homelands of the Red Willow people of Taos Pueblo. We'd like to honor the ongoing dedication and importance of Native and Indigenous cultures within our community and within the land we live, learn, and exist on. Our guest today is Sydney Klein from Common Grounds. Klein grew up in Taos, and her experience informed her desire to start Common Grounds. Common Grounds is a safe space for youth in Taos, whether they need to take a shower, need someone to talk to, or if they just want a space to hang out in. Klein, along with other youth in the Taos community, began developing the concept in 2017. We are in January 2024, and Common Grounds is about to have the opening of their building on Cruz Alta. In our conversation, Klein takes us through what led her to beginning the concept of Common Grounds, what Common Grounds does, and what she hopes for the future. Sydney Klein is joining us here today from Common Grounds. We are delighted to have you here today to talk about your work with the youth in our community. Common Grounds was founded in 2016 as a teen co-op and cafe. Their mission is to create a safe space for teens in our community and opportunities for them to learn in ways like working with the Common Grounds food truck and in the cafe. Sydney grew up in Taos and helped her mother, Jill Klein, with the process of starting Common Grounds when she was a high schooler at Taos Academy. Sydney has since graduated but has continued the work she started with Common Grounds. So we are here today to talk about your work with Common Grounds. Is there anything you'd like to add that I missed in the bio?
No, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, I graduated in 2021, so I am 21 years old. And the project was, the idea of it was started in 2016, but we really got things going in about 2017. But it's been a long process, but we're getting close.
Yeah, you guys have done a lot in the years you've been going. What was your experience like as a high schooler in Taos?
It was interesting. I mean, especially going to Taos Academy, you're familiar with it. Having, like, the experience of a hybrid school, it's very different. Getting the opportunity to, you know, utilize UNM and just have a lot of flexibility. I think that it was a better opportunity for me than I could have done at any of the other high schools. You know, part of the reason the project started is because as a high schooler in Taos and just as a young person, there's not a lot of things to do. And in 2016, when this started, was because we had, unfortunately, 4 teen suicides within the county. And it's just hard. It's hard growing up here. And there's a lot of, I have a big love-hate relationship with Taos. It was difficult. it was difficult, but I think the idea of Common Grounds is really something that'll help a lot of kids in the area.
So you already kind of touched on my next question, but how did all of those experiences of the suicides and just in general being a high schooler in Taos lead you to wanting to create Common Grounds?
So Common Ground started with an EQ meeting between Taos High School and Taos Academy, and a bunch of kids had the same idea that there's not a lot to do. They didn't feel safe at a lot of places, and they have a lot of friends that are struggling, and a lot of friends that are, you know, not even with mental illness, but couch surfing, and they don't have a place to shower or do laundry. And so I was fortunate enough to have those things available to me, but I've also been unfortunate in the sense that I have had a very close friend of mine commit suicide. And so it was something that really hit home for me when the project, you know, when we had the idea of the project in the first place, because I also had the feeling that there wasn't a lot to do. It was kind of boring. Like, unless you're into winter sports or like summer sports, it's really hard to be a teenager in Taos. And so I had personal experiences. I've struggled through depression, and I have had thoughts of suicide before that I've had to work through. And so, you know, being able to help myself in that way and help friends and other people in the town in that way, it's something that means a lot to me. And it's something that I've put my heart and soul into and will continue to do so until I know that we've hit the right, the right I guess, demographic of people that need the help, mm-hmm. or just kids that want to hang out and have a place to be.
And thank you for doing that for all of us here, because it is a hard place to grow up here, and especially be a high schooler here.
Yeah.
When you started Common Grounds, what was the main mission behind it, and what made you want to create this space, and what did you want to provide?
So the original idea of it was that someone had said in the EQ group, I want somewhere to go at 2 a.m. for waffles. And so they all kind of had an idea that we would have a place to go that was open 24/7. Like, it was kind of like the idea of having a Waffle House or a Denny's in house, but only for teenagers. Mm-hmm. And that's not completely realistic, because we can't just let a bunch of teenagers run a building, especially overnight. And there's a lot of liability and problems with keeping a place open 24/7. But the original idea was just to have a place for kids to hang out that they didn't feel judged. And, you know, as we started putting a lot more thought into it about, like, the at-risk youth Taos, teens in Taos, and just teens in general, like I said, we have a lot of people that struggle with mental illness, or they don't have a place to shower. And so we kind of developed it into something that was going to be sort of a drop-in center, so that kids felt like they could go there and have a safe place to express themselves, or go there and say, hey, I need to shower, and we could offer them that. Or I haven't done laundry in a while, and we could offer them that. Or if they just needed someone to talk to and they didn't quite know where to go, they could come in and we're able to offer them resources and the right places to go in Taos. So like I said, having experience with my own depression and having friends that have gone through that and having lost friends to that sort of stuff, I think it's really important to just have the ability to support each other without having adults telling you how to do it or what you need to do, but knowing that kids are their friends, not enemies, and that it's okay to share things. You're not going to get judged. Everyone goes through this stuff. So I don't know if I remember the second half of your question or if I answered that correctly.
Yes, but, you answered exactly what I needed. Like, cool. And it's so great knowing that we always have this space we can go to and that you guys are working to provide this space. So can you tell us a little more about the work you yourself do within Common Grounds and how it is connected to the whole mission and helping youth?
Yeah. So when the project started, I was originally getting class credit to help with some of the original, like, planning on just what the program was going to be. And I have contributed towards some grant writing, some proposals. I've done fundraisings, like hosted fundraising events. I've also, since we opened the food truck 2 years ago, have been the food truck manager. So I do all of the staffing, scheduling. I help with planning and what we need on the menu. And so I've kind of worn a lot of hats in the project. I've helped with business planning, with permits. I'm the one that gave the speech that got us the building in the first place, which the building we have for $1 a year for 5 years at a time, which we paid in a sandwich last year. Mm-hmm. So I've really just been in the project since the beginning. I helped come up with the idea of, okay, what are we going to have in the program? What do we need in the program for the kids from my experience and knowing what my friends need or just people in the community. And I am currently the program coordinator. So I'm on the board of directors, which we call the board of allies, adult allies that help the kids. And I'm also I moderate the youth council. So we have a group of students that help decide what policy and protocol are going to be, or how we're going to do things properly in the building. And my work has just been all over the place. And it's hard to say that I've done a lot because we haven't actually opened the building yet, mm-hmm. which we're so close to opening the building, and it doesn't feel real. But I really have, along with a lot of other students, have just been there since the beginning and have done everything in my power to make sure that the permits are done. We got our plumbing inspection done yesterday, which I was there for, and which everything that I have done has given me the opportunity to be the program coordinator of Common Grounds, which is a great opportunity. And I didn't expect it to be that way when we started the idea of the project, but I have contributed a lot along with, again, my mother, Jill Klein. She has been the biggest support in terms of adult allies that we have had towards the project. She has been there to make sure the kids get what they want and we do things properly. She has a history in finance and business. And so we've been really fortunate to have her, her knowledge in that sense, because a bunch of kids aren't going to know how to open a business or what to do. And she's an amazing grant writer as well. So I grandfathered into it being her daughter. But, I think even without that connection there, I would have taken this project very seriously just because of my own experience and knowing where the need is at in the community.
And you guys have come a long way since just like this little idea between a group of teenagers. And how has all the work you guys have done so far with having the food truck and trying to get this building ready, how has it come back around to fulfilling that mission?
So we, some of the outreach that we've done, we used to hold peer support meetings weekly where it was through the project of Common Grounds, and we would all just sit down and talk about what was going on. And even if there was nothing going on that week or people didn't want to share, we would just have the community and help each other. And there have been times we've taken students to hospitals, or, you know, we've gotten calls in the middle of the night and a group of us will band together to go make sure someone is okay. And so the work that we've been doing currently is just a lot of planning, but we keep the group alive by just keeping the community and being friends with each other. We stay connected to each other. And then again, since we opened the food truck 2 years ago, that's something that's been really good for getting the word out about the project, because we take it to concerts, events. We've done private events for the town or schools, or just public events in the park. And it's also been a really good opportunity to keep kids employed and give them the experience of working in a food truck and, you know, getting their food handler's license and being like, okay, I'm in the working field, and just having opportunity to help with all of that, but also be part of the planning of the project. So until we get the programming going, it doesn't feel like it's real, but we've done a lot. And we've done so much to keep kids involved. I think we have, this last year, we added like 20 kids to the roster of who we've helped, who we employed. And unfortunately, since COVID, we haven't been able to do our peer support meetings, but that was something that when the project started was really good to keep kids involved and start the idea of we're all here for each other.
Overall, within all of those students you've helped, how many have been involved between like when you started it, while you were in high school, to fully committing to it now?
So regularly within our youth council meetings, and as long as we've been planning, it's been me and then a few other consistent ones through the project. Some kids have aged out, because when I started, I was 15, I believe. And so I've stayed through the project, and I've had kids, like friends who grew up and they went to college or they did other things. And you know, we work with ages 14 to 24, so we have a really wide range of who we help. And just consistently, it's been about 10 to 20 students at a time. But I actually did a count the other day, because I had to do an annual like budget report and like analysis of how the project was over the last year. And we have totaled about 130 kids that have gotten something through the project, whether that's us helping them find a counselor, just find resources in town for food, clothing, like clothing items, or just being employed in the food truck.
That's very helpful to a lot of students in our community, which is very good to see. What hope do you have for the future of Common Grounds, or is there anything happening around Common Grounds right now that you're really excited about and would like to share?
Yeah, so we're finally getting ready to open the building, which is great. A lot of it has just been planning and waiting and getting permits and certificates done, because it was all just an idea, and it felt real for a while, and then right when COVID happened, it kind of set us back. And we have put over $200,000 worth of renovations into the building, so that was something that we had to do a lot of fundraising for. But now that we're finally there, I'm looking forward to being able to finally have the certificate of occupancy so that we can set things up in the building and see the building how it's supposed to be. So that at that point, I think it'll feel real to me. I'm just looking forward to starting programming in there. We're looking at hiring a direct hiring a program director right now.
But it's just a
matter of getting things going in the building is what I'm looking forward to. I don't remember your first part of that question.
What hope do you have for the future?
For the future. I hope that it'll actually fulfill what it's supposed to fulfill. And we've had a lot of kids come in and out of the program, but having the building open and the space open is something completely different. I'm really hoping that we don't open the building and, like, nobody shows up, which I don't think is going to be the case at all. But I really hope that it does for the community what we have, you know, projected it to do this entire time. I want kids to come use the space. If they need internet, come and study there. We have computers and printers that we're going to set up, or just come get a coffee. And more importantly, just use the resources that we're going to offer out of the building, because we have showers available. We're going to have laundry available. And we have a little mini food pantry for kids that can't afford food within the cafe. And just using us to feel safe and to do things that they like to do. We're going to have a bunch of activities. All of the different rooms are planned out to be different little like project rooms, like a music room, gaming room, art room and stuff. And then in one half of the building, we have counseling and resources available. I know that the building is going to be set up exactly how we want it, but I just hope that it's utilized the right way.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a very nice space for students to have, and I like the idea you have of having all of these separate spaces where we can each find our own individual communities in a way and have that space we can go to and all these activities for us to do in a place where there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
So if anyone wanted to get involved with Common Grounds, whether they just want to help, whether it's a youth member who wants to get involved, how could they go about it?
Yeah, so we have a website. It's called TaosCommonGrounds.org, all lowercase. And that's, if you go there, you can find a bunch of information on what the project is, what we've done for it, how to reach us. There's an email and a phone number on there, and I would be the one who responds to those sorts of things. Or they can just show up at the building. It's 123 Cruz Alta Road. You can just show up, and we will always be welcoming and let kids in. So probably the easiest way to do it is just reach out through email, and we'll get back to you. And we'll find a place for you, whether it's on the youth council, you want to work there, you just want to know when the building is going to open and when you can start doing things there. We'll be in touch about that.
Awesome. What are some ways Common Grounds could use support from anyone in the community?
We just need to spread the word about the program, that once it's open, we want kids to know that it's available to them. One of the things that we also need is we're going to be looking at a lot of, it's really hard to use the word volunteer, because most people don't want to volunteer for things, but we're going to need adults that are willing to volunteer to spend time in the building with the kids. Because like I previously mentioned, we can't just let a bunch of teenagers run through the building and trust them to run a business on their own, especially with such a wide age range of what we're working with. And so we're going to have a program director. I'm going to be there as the coordinator. And we also partner with Dream Tree, but we're going to rely a lot on volunteers that are willing to offer time to just be present in the building, not even, you know, run the building or have to be responsible for anything in there, but just make sure they're okay and kids aren't fighting. So the community can help in that way. They can offer their time to come and just be present. We always take donations. It always helps. And that's a little cheesy to ask for, I think in some ways, but we are a nonprofit, and we have done so much fundraising and grant writing, and we've gotten a lot of donations, and it's really what keeps the project going, because without any of that, we wouldn't be where we are now. And so it's just the support. It's, you know, let your brothers, nieces, nephews, friends, whatever, let them know that the space is available. If they're sitting at home and they're bored, they have nothing to do, come grab a coffee and, like, go crazy in our art room or something. So it's just spreading the word and being present for the kids as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a lot of community work to keep this going, but thank you for everything you are doing to get it going and all the work you've put into it so far. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Common Grounds before we end our conversation?
I don't think so. I want to thank you for inviting me to talk about it today. And if people have questions about what the project is fully, they can always just email us or find us on the website, and the email will be on there. Again, it's towscommongrounds.org. We'll answer any questions about exactly what we're doing, how you can help, how you can be involved if you need help with something. Like, we're very respectful of people, and they're like, I guess the privacy of like what people need, because we know that it's a real problem amongst kids, and it's not even that. It's just, if you want a place to go, like, we are always open and friendly. Again, just thank you for bringing me on. And if you have any more questions for me, I'd be happy to answer.
I do not, but I do want to say thank you for joining us here today. The youth is such an overlooked group in our community, so thank you for helping and for helping me get the word out about how overlooked youth are in our community.
Yeah, they really are. It's tough, but it's something that we're working on. We're trying.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us. Yeah,
appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sydney Klein, for sharing more about the work Common Grounds does. Where We Meet comes from Taos Center for the Arts in Taos, New Mexico. Producers include Chelsea Reedy, Elise Morion, Anna Forster-Smith, Sawyer Sides, and Julia Edmonds. On Where We Meet, we share conversations from New Mexico and beyond. Thanks for listening.